This episode of This Week in Wealth is sponsored by Alpha Wealth Group. Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. WGN Radio and RWA are not affiliated. Here's WGN Radio's Elise Glink and Alpha Wealth Group's Tom Fortino.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to This Week in Wealth and one of my very favorite weeks of the year, Thanksgiving. I'm Elise Glink. I'm a WGN radio talk show host. I'm a financial journalist, and I'm the CEO of Best Money Moves, my financial wellness technology company.
And I'm Tom Fortino, the founder and principal of the Alpha Wealth Group here in the Chicagoland area.
So, as you know, because you tune in every week, we're talking about business news and we're answering your questions about money and retirement and, you know, solving all those problems of the world, right, Tom?
There's always things we have to deal with, right? So we're going to try to provide some solutions here. It's always something, I think, is the good Rosanna Danny used to say years ago.
That's exactly right. Rosanna, I miss her. I miss that. If only the news Saturday Night Live was as good as she was. Well, anyway, we digress. 630-934-1855 if you want to reach Tom and ask a question that we can answer for you on the show. Or you can go to alphawealthgroup.com. So, Tom, this week, Michelle Singletary, who is the Washington Post personal finance columnist and a friend of mine, posted an interesting column about what she thinks you should think about if you want to retire early. And by early, she has a daughter who I think is 26, who's like, okay, I'm just about done now. She's like, you're 26. But that, you know, Pew did a study and they concluded that 3.5 million people retired over the past 2 years when normally 1 million people a year retire. Mm-hmm. And it brought it to mind the whole FIRE thing, the first, I don't even know what it stands for, it's people who retired age 26 to 35, which I'm so far beyond that now, I can't even count myself in that group. But this whole idea of, you know, retiring by 55, she put out that there are these five considerations, you know, the sort of, is this the right time? You know, think of your age, cost of living, additional factors you need to think about. By that, she means, hello, what's your income going to be? The reasonable withdrawal rate for the investment portfolio. And I'm sure you've seen that new Morningstar report that says it's no longer 4%. It's now 3.3%. And then how you manage the sort of money in the stock market versus bonds after you retire. And if you're retired for 40 years, what does that mean? And, you know, and I already know that you know the answer to this number five. Do I need help from a financial planner if I really want to get there? And I was thinking to myself, this is a good list. We talk about a lot of this stuff in a lot more detail than she does in the story, given it's print versus we get to just chat. But I don't know. I wanted to get your take on the story and this whole idea of what you need to do if you've just decided at 55 you're going to hang it up from whatever you do every day.
Well, you know, I think the article's terrific in the sense that anytime we can lay some things out here, start the conversation and start saying, okay, what do I need to consider? Because I think all too often, you know, we go through life and it's not a criticism. We're just so busy with life. We're making contributions to our 401k. We're doing all these things. And all of a sudden, it's almost like one day we wake up and we say, oh, my God. And in fact, I had this conversation not too long ago with somebody came in and said, you know, I realized I'm 60 years old and it's like I'm getting close. And I kind of have not thought about this as I should have. So, and not to be critical, but that's
but at
why
least they were in your office, Tom, asking that question.
Yeah, and it's I don't know, there's reasons for it. Some is human nature, we procrastinate, whatever the reason may be, or maybe it's just so overwhelming because we're always bombarded with all these things. And it's like, okay, how do I start the process of getting a plan in place? And how do I know where I stand? That's what I hear a lot too. It's like, okay, can I retire? And so really, you know, the first part of this where you said, is this the right time to retire? And some people will say, well, it's not so much the age, it's at what income can I retire, not at what age, right?
Right.
And so really, it really starts, and I think it's talked about in this article as well, you really have to start, there's a step one in this whole process, and I say, and it's getting organized, you know. And part of that organization, and that's why I've offered worksheets. I call it the asset organizer or the budget worksheets. They're separate types of worksheets. But the starting point here is we need to understand what are our assets. You know, it's again, not to be critical, but you may have some. If you're married, your spouse may have an old 401k. You may have these accounts all over the place. You're not really sure what your net worth is. Where, you know, what are you contributing to your 401k? How, what is my net worth? Where are my assets? And so, and then now I know what my assets are. Now we have to take a look at the income piece. Okay, what type of income am I going to have coming in? These are two separate things, right?
Yeah.
You can have $1 million in an IRA or 401k. Technically, that's not an income. That's an asset. And so when I talk about income, and we can talk a little bit more about this, Elise, this is maybe the most critical piece of your plan, right? Because income, when I say income is something that comes in every week. Income is something that comes in regardless of the market, regardless of what you have in investments. So what is your Social Security benefits? Do you have a pension? So it's really, it's just, we got to, you know, this is the call to action. Let's get organized and understand all of these things, and then we can start to put a plan together.
My grandfather used to clip coupons, like literally clip coupons. I think if I said that to my kids today, they would have, first of all, they've never seen a coupon in their life, even for like, you know, cereal. Next, it would be like, what do you mean? Like your investments had coupons, right?
Mm-hmm.
But that was his part of his income, right?
Sure. I mean, you know, so this is so important that we start to, you know, really take a look at all of these things. You know, again, if I said to somebody, okay, you're going to have X number of dollars coming in the rest of your life, well, I think we want to know that. Again, Social Security is the most common. You can go to SSA.gov, pull up your benefits. You may be surprised between you and your spouse, depending on what age you take it, right? You could have 60, 70,000 of Social Security. If each of you have 35,000, well, that's $70,000 of income coming in. Again, regardless of the market, regardless of your investments, these are important things to know. So, you know, I've talked about the five pillars in this process. Know what your income is. Start to create an income plan that says, okay, first of all, what am I going to have that's going to replace the paycheck? Now I can start to say, is it meeting my expectations of what I need to live on? And so you can start answering questions. And then you can get to this point, right?
So Sam and I want to talk about this in the second half of the show today. Sam and I actually look at, you know, he keeps to the penny on Quicken, exactly what we spend. And he's done it for 30 years. And the other day we had this conversation, like, so how much do you think we'll spend in retirement? He goes, well, I can tell you how much we spend to date and have spent historically. And so we looked at it. And I'm going to keep everybody waiting on the edge of their seats until we come back from commercial break to tell you. But I got to tell you, Tom, I was floored by what the number was. I was completely floored by it. Hint, hint, in a good way. All right.
But now you know.
And now we know. And I will tell everybody when we come back. We have to take a quick break. 630-934-1855 is the number to call if you want to talk to Tom about all this. AlphaWealthGroup.com. We'll be back in a moment with more. You're listening to This Week in Wealth on 720 WGN. Hey, welcome back, everybody, to This Week in Wealth. I'm Elise Glink, sitting here with Tom Fortino with a large cup of coffee. Tom is founder and principal of Alpha Wealth Group, and we are talking about money, specifically your money in retirement when you want to retire at 55 or 45 or 26 if you are Michelle Singletary's daughter. All right, so before the break, I was teasing everybody that Sam and I looked at how much we actually spend, and net of taxes, right, so we have to take taxes off the table, our actual spending on things like, you know, our real estate property taxes. We paid off our mortgage, so no more mortgage, but we do have a mortgage on our rental property downtown. You know, we have no car payments and no credit card debt and all the rest, but just like, you know, I do have a Costco issue. I go to Costco fairly frequently, so I like to buy stuff there. I don't know why. I should buy stock in the company. Anyway, all in, Sam said we spend somewhere between $125,000 and $150,000 a year. And I got to tell you, Tom, I was really surprised by that. I was like, does that include travel? He goes, yep. He's like, wow. Sometimes it's even less than that. He goes, does that include all the clothes I'm shopping? He goes, we haven't bought anything in like 2 years. But yes, it includes all of that on a historical basis. And even when he went back, even when the kids were younger and we were paying for them to go to volleyball and camp and all that, you know, it was still you know, kind of in that same range. And then on top of that, obviously, we pay taxes like everybody else. And then, you know, a boatload goes into savings. But I'm wondering, I was surprised. I thought it would be more than that, but it wasn't. And I'm just wondering what your take on that is, because do people who don't know, like your clients, do they have any idea what they spend? And if they spend a lot more, what are they spending it on?
This is so important what you bring up, Elise, as far as providing clarity to your plan. This is where we can start to hopefully reduce the stress level on, can I retire? How am I going to retire? Well, you've answered one of the most important, if not the most important, what do I need? So this is one of the things, again, I would say, if there's some takeaways from today's show, and I'll offer these to anyone who wants the worksheets, the asset organizer or the budget worksheets. If you just, you know, what your husband did and when you went through that, that is such a critical. And I would say to anyone out there, when you do this and you go through these things, I would say from the asset organizer, listing all your assets, all your values of your accounts, what your life insurance coverage is, your real estate, and then you do this budget worksheet, get to the numbers that you and your husband did, I bet you there's going to be, like you said it actually, so I guess you proved the point. You're going to sit back and say, wow, I didn't remember that. I didn't realize what I really need. Now I do. And this is such an important part of the process. In fact, not just from the income side, and that's why I say these worksheets are so important to really the initial step before you dive in, because now you can answer everything. But remember, we had that conversation, I think, a couple times where you found money too, right?
Oh yeah, I know. This is your like, favorite part of my account. Life. This is your favorite thing, because I will come in occasionally and go, yeah, we found another account. I didn't find anything this week. I mean, I found a dime in the couch, but it doesn't count.
That's okay. You had a pretty big surprise the last time. So
I
but
did.
This is the point. You know, we see it and I realize it. So when you start tracking things and being accountable for us, then once you know where your numbers, like your numbers, if it's 125 or even you want to say, look, I'm going to err on the side of 150, guess what? Now I can start the process because I know what my goal is. Okay, how close am I to my goal? I just made the comment, if your Social Security between you and Sam is 70,000, well, you're almost halfway there. Okay, now where else can I generate income? You see how you start designing this. Now you have an income plan. And then you can incorporate all the other pieces. You know, I use my analogy of the five pillars, having an income plan, a tax plan, an investment plan, an asset protection plan, and an estate and legacy plan. Those are the five pieces I talk about. But this is the process, and you start bringing this together, and it's pretty powerful.
Yeah, it is powerful. And it's really interesting when you start putting – now, okay, we had some other news this week, which is that the Medicare premium is, you know, for Part B is jumping up 14.5%, which is going to more than offset the amount that they're raising the Social Security for the COLA. But – you know, even with that, even if you are doing, if you and your spouse are both getting, let's say, $30,000, $35,000 each, and that's the 70, and now you subtract off those payments, and let's say it's $1,000 off of that, well, you still are at 69,000, you know, and you still, you know, there'll be other expenses as well, but it just, you don't have to figure out how you're going to come up with $150,000 to use the number that I was using. You can, you know, subtract it and, you know, and say, okay, I now only have to come up with 70, and I can look at my portfolio and say, well, if I only take out 3%, even less than what Morningstar, you know, does, you know, 3% for every $1 million is another $30,000 a year. How many of those do I actually need to get to $150,000? And the answer is 3 million. And, you know, it's interesting to kind of think that way, right? Is that the right way to think?
You know, that's you're making some great points here, a way to look at it. It is a way to look at it to say, look, I'll refer to it as my income gap. Okay, I have income coming in, but I have this gap of 70,000 or 80,000 that I need to generate somewhere else, right? So, you know, the first order of business, and you can do a 3% or whatever number you're off out of a chunk of money. Say, okay, if I have 3 million, 3% of that's 90,000. Again, don't forget taxes, because that may not all be yours. That's why I say you want to try to get
That's a good point. I actually did forget that. But
you want to get as much into a Roth as possible, because remember, Roths are tax-free. We've had that conversation. But because then every penny is yours. But that's one way to look at it. But I would also say, just think about maybe using things that provide additional income. Annuities are an example. Again, we've talked about this. You could look at adding an annuity on part of that, you know, if we're looking at 2 million, 3 million, whatever that number is, that will give you a guaranteed income. In fact, some of them will give you a number of them will give you what's called a joint life income. So basically for you and your spouse. So maybe that provides another $40,000 of guaranteed income. Again, income that's coming in no matter what. And so this is how you start maybe to design the plan. I would just say as much as possible, you know, the income is as much as income that you can have coming in that, again, is the guaranteed lifetime income versus the pot of money is going to create, a more solid plan, you know, the guarantees versus the probability of not running out of money.
Yeah.
So that's how I would approach it. And really, this is the process of really starting to look at your plan and is providing as much clarity as possible.
You know, one of the things I want to point out for people who are probably at home going, Elisa's math doesn't add up. How could you always spend, like, say, $150,000 and, you know, roughly that number changes? And I'm sure if I went back and Sam and I looked, you know, there were some years that were more expensive. You know, we had help for the kids when they were little. We had a bigger mortgage. What's interesting is as you start to pay off your mortgage, it frees up cash, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, we were able to refinance, and we always had an adjustable rate loan, which, you know, was extremely low anyway. And then we just accelerated those payments and got our mortgage paid off early. And so there's ways to, you know, when you're going into retirement, whether it's age 55, 45, 75, whatever that number is, it really helps to get your loan paid off. And there's another study out there that shows that baby boomers, you know, in retirement, are 10 million of them have mortgage debt.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention credit card debt, not to mention some of them still have student loans or student loans for their grandkids. And all that requires more cash to keep paying those making those payments, right?
Absolutely. I mean, all of this is part. There's a lot of moving parts and in your planning. And that's why I would say, you know, for anyone, start this process, get going. I mean, and as I said, the first step is really analyzing everything you have, getting organized, getting these worksheets completed, taking a look at that, you know, your expenses, as you mentioned, the mortgage, any expenses, if some of those expenses are going to fall. But you have to have a goal just to live any of these things. So define the goal and then what's your plan to get to that goal and is it achievable? I know you're familiar with this, Elise. You know, I'm a fan. I think it's a good analysis to use. And maybe if you're working with somebody, you can do it yourself. You know, the Monte Carlo analysis is a pretty good analysis to use to test your plan. So when I talk about how do I test my plan, for example, you said your goal could be 150 or whatever mm-hmm. it is. You can test that. There's ways to actually test that plan. You can plug in all of your information. What do I have coming in? What are my investments? What rate of return do I expect? I can even add in, I can index it for inflation at 3%. It's going to give you a good idea, and it's going to project, you know, you can run it to age 95 or 100, so you can take longevity risk into account, and it will give you a number, and it's really, I think it's a great exercise to go through, because from out of that, you can say, I have a very good, you know, if you're at 100%, that means you have 100% probability. If you're at 90 or 80, but you can come away with having a good sense of where do you stand today, and then what adjustments can I make to get it to 100%.
Yeah. We talk around these topics every week, right? We try to pick a different one and shed a little light on it. But there's just so much to, mm-hmm. I think there's so much to unpack. I find that when I have these conversations with you on air, it's really helpful. You know, I go back and I say to Sam, hey, you know what we ought to think about? And I hope that everybody listening will do the same thing. You know, go back to your partner, your spouse, your loved one, your kids, and have a conversation about what it is you hope to accomplish and achieve. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we are out of time again. Tom, I want to wish you a happy Thanksgiving.
Well, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and everyone else.
All right. You can listen to our past episodes up on WGNradio.com. We hope you enjoyed it today. And if you want to talk to Tom, you can go to alphawealthgroup.com, fill out the form, or give him a call, 630-934-1855. We will talk to you next week. And until then, have a happy Thanksgiving. And here's to your wealth.
Tom Fortino is an investment advisor representative of Retirement Wealth Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered advisor. Alpha Wealth Group, WGN, and RWA are not affiliated. Exposure to ideas and financial vehicles discussed should not be considered investment advice or recommendation to buy or sell any financial vehicle. This information should not be considered tax or legal advice. Individuals should consult with professionals specialized in fields of tax, legal, accounting, or investments regarding the applicability of this information for their situation. Past performance is not a guarantee of future results. Investments will fluctuate, and when redeemed, may be worth more or or less than when originally invested. Any comments regarding safe and secure investments and guaranteed income streams refer only to fixed insurance products. They do not refer in any way to securities or investment advisory products. Fixed insurance and annuity product guarantees are subject to the claims paying ability of the issuing company and are not offered by Retirement Wealth Advisors. Insurance and annuities offered through Alpha Wealth Group, licensed in Illinois.